give the Lord a hand clap tonight? He is certainly worthy. He's worthy of all of our praises, all of our love, all of our adoration, and a whole lot more. Amen. Well, God bless you. It's nice to be together again this evening. We certainly were blessed last night. How many enjoyed the service last night? Amen. We serve an on-time God, and I know that there were many things that were said last night that was just right on time for so many of us. So much to that we could talk about, but we've got another service here tonight. Last night, the title was Song in the Night, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful reminder of He's God during the day, He's God when the sun's shining, and of course, we were reminded of that again last night. The sun's always shining, but sometimes there's clouds in the way. Sometimes there's storms, and we can't see the sun, but the sun is always there. But He's the God when the sun's shining and there's no clouds. He's God during the storm. When the clouds are there, He's just God all the time. Amen. So tonight we're looking forward to what the Lord has for us. And round two, as Brother Gadman comes to deliver the word of the Lord again. And we're just so thankful once again for him and his wife for being with us. And they've made a great sacrifice to come all this way. You know, they could be with, there's a lot of people that are off visiting with family members. They could be with their family members tonight too. But instead, there was some other family members, right? And so we know it's a sacrifice. So we just ask that the Lord would give them a double portion for their labors, their love for us. So we're going to invite our brother to come, and we don't want to take much more of your time. We'll have a few things to share with you maybe at the end of the service tonight before we go into communion as we finish up the old year and usher in the new year. Amen. I feel Jesus in the room. I feel Jesus in the room. I feel Jesus in the room. I feel Jesus in the room today. How many knows He's here? He said He would be here. And when He's in the room, we know things won't stay the same. I feel Jesus in the room today. Let's sing that verse again. I feel Jesus in the room. I feel Jesus in the room. I feel Jesus in the room today. Aren't you glad, friends? And when He's in the room, we know things won't stay the same. They'll get better. In the room today. I feel Jesus in the room. I feel Jesus in the room. I feel Jesus in the room today. And when He's in the room, we know things won't stay the same. I feel Jesus in the room today. He's here, there's healing. There's healing in the room. Yes, there's healing in the room. Yes, there's healing in the room today. Oh, there's healing in the room. Yes, there's healing in the room. Oh, there's healing in the room. There's forgiveness in the room. There's forgiveness in the room. I'm counting on that. Yes, there's forgiveness in the room today. forgiveness in the room. There's forgiveness in the room. There's forgiveness in the room today. Amen. There's deliverance. Deliverance in the room. There's deliverance in the room. There's deliverance in the room today. There's deliverance in the room. Deliverance in the room. There's deliverance in the room today. And there's nothing like the presence. There's nothing like the presence. There's nothing like the presence of the Lord. Amen, that's the truth. There's nothing like the presence. Nothing like the presence. There's nothing like the presence of the Lord. Again, yes, there's nothing like the presence. Oh, there's nothing like the presence of the Lord. Oh, there's nothing like the presence. Nothing like the presence. There's nothing like the presence of the Lord. There's joy. There is joy in His presence. Yes, there's joy in His presence. There is joy in His presence. Hallelujah. You believe that tonight? Hallelujah. I'm free in His presence. I am healed in His presence. I'm forgiven. I am not the same. I am changed forever in His presence. I'm free. Yes, I'm free. Are you free tonight? In His presence. Oh, I'm healed. In His presence. I'm forgiven. I'm not the same. I'm changed forever in His presence. There is nothing like the presence. Nothing like the presence. Nothing like the presence of the Lord. No, there's nothing like the presence. Nothing like the presence. Nothing like the presence of the Lord. Again. Oh, there's nothing like the presence.
Like the presence of the Lord. Nothing like the presence. Nothing like the presence of the Lord. Amen. There's healing in the room. Amen. Oh, you believe that tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, you love Him tonight. You appreciate Him tonight. Amen. I thank Him for His goodness and His mercy. Amen. For His blessings upon us. Amen. Amen. For Him giving us another year. Amen. Just to live for Him. Amen. Just to live for Him and just to be what He called us to be. Amen. It's just amazing what He's done for us, isn't it? Amen. And I appreciate that so much. Amen. for what he's done for us. Amen. You may be seated just for a little bit. Amen. Just again, I greet each and every one of you in the name of the Lord tonight. Amen. Trusting that you had a good night or a good day today. Amen. We went out to eat with Brother and Sister Baker. Amen. And then I went back to the room and took me a little nap. So I'm ready tonight. Amen. I appreciate the Lord. Amen. I appreciate his goodness. He's been so good to us. Amen. And it just so, you know, you say, well, Brother David, ain't you afraid to travel and all this and sickness going on and everything? Well, you know, I asked before we left, I asked Brother Homer to keep us in prayer. And I know we're not exempt from those things, but I thank God that he's kept us. Amen. From sickness and everything, when it seems like it's sickness on every hand, but God has kept us, and I appreciate that. And I just want to take this opportunity once again to thank Brother Doug for having us out here this year, and just seems like this has become a regular thing. Last year we was out here, so we just grown to love Brother Doug and his wife, and there's the saints of God here. Amen. And you're always in our prayers. Amen. Just like to read you a couple things before we get started. Amen. And just take our time and just this. Hey, we got to midnight, don't we? Amen. So I'll just read these couple of things to you, and then we'll get right into the word of the Lord. This one is called Two Viewpoints. It says, Mike went to church one Sunday morning. He heard the organist miss a note during the prelude, and it bothered him immensely. He observed two teenagers passing notes when everybody was supposed to be bowed in silent prayer. He thought the usher was watching him to see what he put in the offering plate, and it irritated him. He wrenched as he caught the pastor in six grammatical errors during the course of the sermon. As the closing hymn was being sung, he slipped out the side door and said, "What a waste of time, what a weird assortment of hypocrites and jerks." Robert went to church one Sunday morning. The organist played an arrangement of Wesley's Love Divine, and he thrilled to the beauty and inspiration of it. He listened attentively as a young man shared with the congregation the difference Jesus Christ made in his life. And he was happy to see his church take a special offering for people made homeless by a terrible flood, and felt a sense of fulfillment to give over and above his tithe. He especially appreciated the morning message. It gave him the strength he needed to face a new week. His heart beat with joy as he saw a young man respond to the invitation from the sermon and commit his life to Christ. He felt the warmth and fellowship of God's people at worship, and as he walked out the doors of the church, his cup was overflowing. He thought, how can a person worship here and not feel his holy and divine presence? Interesting thing is both of these men went to the same church on the same Sunday morning. Both men found exactly what he was looking for. Your church has much to offer each week. Why not come and search for the right thing each week as you worship? Amen. I thought that was real good. Amen. You get what you expect. Amen. You come expecting to see somebody that's crazy. Well, hey, you get what you expect. But if you come to see somebody, Jesus said, what did you go out to see? A reed shaken by the wind? Somebody that's dressed in fine clothing and just kisses the baby and marries the young and buries the old? Not John. Amen. He said, you come to see a prophet, and I tell you, more than a prophet. Amen. Hallelujah. So what'd you come out for tonight? Did you come to worship God? Amen. This may be your last opportunity. You know, next year, this coming year, we might not all be gathered here the same. Amen. You never know when your time's going to come. So I want to give every moment of my life to what he wants me to do, to worship him, to call out upon his holy and righteous name, because I may not have a chance next week or later. Amen. I want to give him all I've got. Don't you? Amen. He's worthy of all of our praise and glory. He deserves all of our praise and glory. Amen. Hallelujah. And this last one is just titled, Just One Request. It says, Dear Master, for this coming year, just one request I bring. I do not pray for happiness or anything or any earthly thing. I do not ask to understand the way thou leadest me, but this I ask, teach me to do the thing that pleases thee. I want to know thy guiding voice, to walk with thee each day. Dear Master, make me swift to hear and ready to obey. And through this year, I now begin a happy will be if I seek and just to do the thing that pleases thee. That's what I want to do. Amen. The thing that pleases him. Let's stand together tonight. Amen. Just like I said, greet y'all in the name of the Lord tonight and trusting everybody's feeling well. You have your Bibles tonight. Just open up with us in the book of 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter. How many's got a need tonight? Amen. Let's just look to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we humbly bow our heads tonight, Father, we want to take this opportunity to say thank you, Lord, for being with us throughout this last year, Father, 2023, Lord. And Lord, here just in a couple of hours, few hours, Lord, this year will be over with, Lord, and coming into a new year, Father. And Lord, the prophet of God said there'll be many people making New Year's resolutions, Father, just to break them the next day. But Father, we don't want to make a resolution or turn over a new leaf, Lord. We just want to do those things which please thee, O God. Father, I pray, Lord, that you'd forgive me, Lord, if I've said or done anything throughout the year that I did, you wouldn't want me to, Father, that wasn't pleasing to you, Lord. I pray, Lord, you'd forgive me, Lord Jesus. Pray, Lord, that I can keep pressing toward that mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Father, I pray tonight, Lord, that you just bless each and every hand that was lifted up, Lord. You know what was behind every hand, Lord God. Father, I may not know what this church has need of, Lord, but you know each and every need that's here in the building. And not only here in the building, but those that are listening by way of live streaming or whatever, Father, we just pray, Lord, or those that would archive the service, Father, I pray, Lord, that you just meet their every need, oh God. Whether it be physical, spiritual, whatever it be, Lord, I pray, Lord, you just be with them, Lord. God, be with our pastor, Brother Doug here. Help him, Father. Lord, as he leads this congregation in the next year, Father, I pray, Lord, you give him the wisdom, the understanding, the things that he needs to lead the congregation, Father. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you be with the people, Father, that they'll, Lord, have respects for the office, Father, because that's the only way you'll bless them, Lord, if they'll have respects for the office, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, grant it, Lord. We love you and we appreciate you. And we ask these things in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, the 18th verse, says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to read you a quote sent to me, and I thought it was beautiful. And Brother Branham, in 1960, in fact, the last day of the year, 12/31, 1960, preaches a message, Revelation chapter 4. And in it, he says, now I want to say this before I start. I wish to each one of you all the most successful and blessful and healthy new year that I can wish to you. God be with you. May you grow both physically and spiritually and financially and materially. Everything that God can bring upon you, I pray that he'll do it. I thought, my, what a prayer. I like to take for thought a psalm for the new year. And for a theme, growing in the grace of God. Amen. So let's just look at this for a few minutes if we can tonight. Try not to hold you too long. We got the Lord's Supper and the foot washing. And if you're sick tonight here, we know there's healing and partaking of the Lord's Supper. Amen. There are just so many things that we can think of. And I was thinking, you know, where can we go to escape peril? Where can we go to avoid temptation? You know, people say, well, if I wouldn't just hide myself and run into a dark room and forget about everything, but unless you're born again, you're in no wise see the kingdom of God. And Brother Branham said one time he liked to take his children, go to the woods, and they would never have to hear anything, see anything, but he said, whatever's in them will come out in them. Amen. So where would we go? Like I said, to avoid temptation, to escape peril. Everywhere you turn, there's like I said last night, trials on every hand, temptation on every hand. You go into business, worldliness is there. You retire to your homes, trials are there. Everywhere you turn, temptation, troubles, trials. Everything that you look at, everything, you can't avoid trials. You can't avoid temptations. You can't avoid none of this. And I'm saying, God, help me in this coming year, Lord. Father, if I can't avoid none of this, then Lord, just help me to keep my eyes focused on you, Lord. Lord, whatever I do, let me keep my eyes focused on you. And I was thinking about this. I thought about the gospel trumpets, you know, two trumpets. I was thinking about, you know, the gospel trumpet. The Bible says if the trumpet should give an uncertain sound, how should we prepare ourselves for battle? And I thought we didn't have an uncertain sound in our day, but we had a certain sound. Amen. Amen. Had a messenger to come. Amen. To give us a message so that we could prepare to go home. And that's what I'm looking to. Amen. I don't know when it's going to be, but I know it can't be much longer. Amen. You look around, you see everything that's going on, and you say, God, how much longer can it be? But the main thing is I want to be ready. Amen. Amen. Don't you? You want to be ready to? Amen. I want to be ready. So I was thinking about these two gospel trumpets that we read here in the scripture this afternoon. I think one is blown from heaven to earth, and it's given us direction and instruction to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then the other one is blown from earth to heaven to give him praise. For it said, to him be glory now and forever. Amen. I want to say, let's start with this. I want to say this coming year, and you know how it is, you know, when we was growing up and what we did, you know, and you go to your grandmother's house or whatever it would be, and they want to say, son, or whatever that was, back up to the wall. Let's see. And they put their mark and they want to see how much you've grown over the year. So I just wonder if we can look back through this year and see how much we've grown. And I want to say, if I hadn't grown very much in God, maybe something's lacking in my life. Some kind of, you know, when you get worried about it, your parents, you know, and especially moms, they get worried about it when the kids, they don't grow like they should. And you say, well, this one ain't walking like he should be, but you know what? He'll start walking in his time. If nothing wrong with them, you know, you get to thinking, you get to, maybe there's some kind of vitamin deficiency or whatever. And I wonder tonight if we can just look and take inventory of our lives and see if we're lacking anything in our lives that would keep us from growing. Amen. Because I want to grow in the Lord. Don't you? I want to grow up. I want to be mature. I want to be perfected in Him. And the only way I can be perfected is in Him is pay attention to what God has done for me in this hour. He sent me a message that I could become perfected in Him. Amen. So let's just look at this for a little bit. I want to grow in grace. Don't you? Now we know that dead things don't grow. Amen. Dead things don't grow. So if you ain't growing, you might say, God, help me tonight. Amen. You might say, God, help me, because dead things don't grow. And me and you were once dead in sin and trespasses. Amen. Alienated from the commonwealth of God. Amen. But God, by His mercy and by His grace, amen, there was something that was planted in us before the foundation of the world. That little seed gene of God, that the light shined and quickened it in our hearts and in our lives. And we begin to grow. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I want to grow. We're alive in Christ. We've been quickened by that Spirit so we can grow. Amen. So in growing, amen, I believe He's given us everything, amen, that we have need of to grow. Amen. The Scripture says over there, I think it's in Second Peter, I think it is, in the first chapter, it says, and if you, I didn't have this marked down, but let's just look at it for a little bit. Second Peter, the first chapter says, and according as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Amen. To the knowledge, amen, of Him that has called us to glory and to virtue, whereby, verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Amen. Whereby was given unto me and you exceeding great and precious promises. Amen. That by these, hallelujah, you might be partakers of the divine nature. And there's only one divine nature that I know of, and that's His. Amen. And He gave us exceeding great and precious promises. Amen. That we can grow. Amen. That we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. Amen. And then He began to say, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith, virtue, and you know the rest of it. Amen. So I want to grow in grace. Amen. In this coming year, I want to say, God, let me grow in grace. Lord, You give me the word that I can grow thereby. Amen. And I want to say, God, let me grow to a place that I can believe every promise that God has for me. Amen. He promised me healing. Amen. And I want to believe that promise that He's given me for healing. Amen. Oh, you may be sick tonight. Amen. Physically, but not only physically, but what about healing spiritually? Amen. I believe we need healing spiritually more than we do physically sometimes. Amen. Oh, God, help me to grow in grace, Lord, that I can take Your promises that You promised me, Lord, and just step out and take You at Your word, Lord. Amen. I want to just take Him at His word tonight. Amen. He said I could have the Holy Spirit. I want to take Him at His word. Amen. He said I could be delivered. I want to just take Him at His word. Amen. Help me to grow in grace, Lord, so I can take and believe every promise that You made for me. Amen. Every promise that You gave me, Lord, that pertains unto me, Lord. Amen. I believe He's here tonight. Amen. He said He would be here. He said, where two or three are gathered together in My name, there I would be. You believe He's here tonight? Then if He's here tonight, like I said, amen. He said He's in the room. Amen. We sung that song. And if He's in the room, great things are bound to happen. Amen. If you're sick tonight and He's in the room, you can be healed. Amen. If you need deliverance tonight, you can be delivered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not only grow in grace by believing the promises, but also by getting a tighter grip of every truth. Right. Amen, that He has for me. Yes. Amen, I want to lay a hold, amen, and grab a hold of every truth, amen, that He has for me. Amen, say, God, let me grab a hold of it. Amen, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Amen. I want to grab a hold, amen, of His truth. Hallelujah. Not only that, but I want to increase in being more faithful and dependable. Yes. Amen. Amen. More faithful and dependable. You taking the natural. Amen. You go around everywhere Signs everywhere. Now hiring. Now hiring. I wonder if God would have a sign up. Now hiring. Amen. He wants somebody that can be dependable and faithful in the house of God. Amen. He wants somebody that can be faithful and dependable in the Word of God. Amen. Come on, somebody. He wants somebody that will be faithful and dependable. You know, the natural types of spiritual. You don't find too many people dependable today. Amen. I had a friend of mine tell me that his boss, amen, they interviewed somebody or asked somebody to come back for an interview. You know what? They never did show up. I wonder if we conduct that way about church. I wonder how church would be if it was left up to me and you. Amen. If church operated like me and you do sometimes, I wonder how church would be. Some would be sleeping. Amen. Some wouldn't sing. Amen. Some wouldn't lift their hands to worship God. Amen. I wonder how church would be if it was left up to, if it was just like me and you. God help us tonight. God let me be more dependable. Amen. Then they hire somebody and they come in and they'll work to about lunchtime, then you wouldn't see them no more. God help us. Amen. Let us not come and just halfway through the service, you wouldn't care no more. But I'll care because whatever the outcome of the service is depends on me and you, whether we pull or not, whether we ask God to come on the scene. There's going to be somebody sent by you that needs God, and we might be responsible if we don't pull from God and be faithful and dependable. Hallelujah. Amen. God help me to be more faithful and dependable. Not feeble and wavering. You know, a person that's always wavering, you can't depend on them. Amen. A person that's unstable in all his ways, amen, you can't depend on him. I want God, let me grow in grace, Lord. Amen. Let me lay a hold of every promise that you've given me, Lord. Amen. Let me be more faithful and dependable. Grab a hold, amen, of every truth that you've given me, Lord God. Not be feeble and wavering, Lord God. Oh, not tossed about by every wind of doctrine that comes along. Oh, God, help us. Amen. You say, well, Brother David, what about this? What about this? If your pastor's preaching you the Word of God, amen, and you've been taught well, amen, and you know what the prophet has said and what he has taught. Amen. And your pastor saying what the messenger said. Amen. Then he wouldn't mind you going somewhere else. Because you know when, false doctrine comes along, you say, hey, that ain't what the prophet's been teaching. That ain't what he said. Hallelujah. Not tossed about by every wind. God, let me grow. Amen. Hallelujah. And let my faith rest daily upon the finished work of God. Knowing that it was a finished work at Calvary. Amen. Let me read you what he said. Message called 1951, Faith is the Substance. He said, while we're groaning, veiled in this tabernacle of humiliation, we have the earnest of our perfect, complete redemption back like we was in the beginning when God created Adam in the Garden of Eden. We have a foretaste of glory divine by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Amen. He said by the baptism, the refreshment coming from the presence of God. Hallelujah. Oh, when we get under the spout. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God, help us. He said the refreshment coming from the presence of God to water the church. Help us, Lord, to be watered tonight. Amen. He's got that seed planted in you. Amen. He planted it in you. He put it in there before the foundation of the world. Amen. Let it be watered. How? By the Word of God. Amen. It's hard to be watered if you don't come to the house of God. Amen. But sheep show up at feeding time. Hallelujah. Amen. And they know the voice of the shepherd. Hallelujah. And a stranger they won't follow. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. He said, the refreshment coming from the presence of God to water the church, to make it grow in grace. And when we're sick, we have redemption, the blessing, the attributes of the death of Christ. Divine healing is a foresign to us that someday this mortal will take on immortality. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Oh, my. Marvelous. He's here to do it. Glory. Amen. Amen. Another quote, if I can. 1953. Amen. Witnesses. He said, down in the funeral home today, while kneeling there in the room, that poor old woman, 80-something years old, said she never accepted Christ as personal Savior. And there in the funeral home at her granddaughter's funeral, accepted Christ as her personal Savior. He says, may God be with her. He said, bless all those here at the tabernacle, Lord, this 2 weeks that's come to you. Be with them. Oh, maybe you just come to the Lord. Amen. But I'm praying that God will be with you. Amen, that he'll lead you, that he'll guide you. Amen, that he'll let you grow in grace, that you'll become faithful and dependable. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, blessed that come to be with him. Bless those who were baptized this morning. May they grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord until they become in the full stature of Jesus Christ. Then someday be caught up together with him in the cloud to meet him in the air, and forever be with the Lord. He said, bless all that's here tonight, Lord. And if there be any in here that has yet accepted thee as our Savior, may this be the hour of their decision. Amen. If you're here tonight, hearing this closing out of this year, 2023, may you go into next year knowing him as your personal Savior. Amen. I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. I want to know that he's real. Amen. Have you ever tasted that he's real? Amen. Hallelujah. He's real tonight. I'm telling you, he's real tonight. He can change your nature. Amen. Amen. He can make a new man out of you tonight. A new lady out of you tonight. Hallelujah. That's what I want him to do. Hallelujah. He said, bless all those here tonight. Those not, may this be the hour of their decision. May they come lovely, humbly, and accept him as their personal Savior. He says, grant it, Lord. I want him to do that tonight. May we grow in grace. And let us not stop there. We can't stop there. Because he said, add to your faith virtue. To virtue not, we can't stop. You know, the prophet of God said it like this. He said he didn't care how many rooms you had in your house. He said, you only live in a 3-room house. He said, kind of type of in the tabernacle in the wilderness. Amen. They went into the, came into the inner, you know, in the outside, the outer court. Amen. And it said it depended on what the weather was, how they were, you know, gloomy. It could be gloomy one day, rainy one day, sunshine one day. Amen. But you can't stop there. I don't want my testimony just to be gloomy and rainy and all that. I don't want to stop there. Amen. I want to go on. Amen. Into the inner court. Amen. The inner court. Where was it? With the table of shewbread. The 7 golden candlesticks. That light went out sometimes. Amen. And sometimes it got smoky. Amen. But that light left the candlesticks and it went in behind the veil, in behind the holies of holies. Amen. Where the Shekinah glory of God was there. Where Aaron's rod budded and bared almonds. Amen. Oh, well, the world shut out. That's what I want to do, God. Let me not stop short of it, Lord. But let me keep pressing on, Lord. Amen. Let me keep growing, Lord. Not stop short of anything that you've got for me, Lord. I don't want to stop short tonight. Amen. Oh, and I want to also not only grow in grace, but I want to grow in love. Amen. More of it. Amen. I want more of his love. I want that perfect love. Hallelujah. You know how Brother Branham, when he was mowing his yard, hit that hornet's nest. What did he do? He just said, forgive me. I didn't mean to disturb you. God help me. I ain't there yet. Hey, I had a big old hornet's nest in my backyard. My wife can testify to that. We got rid of it here the other day. Hey, she got stung. I don't know if that's what stung her or not, but she got stung twice this year trying to get to cut back some limbs and stuff. And I thought, my, he's slapping everything. I don't think she said, hey, I'm sorry I disturbed you. God help us. Amen. I want to grow more in your love, Lord. Amen. I don't believe the prophet just said that. I believe that was the truth. Amen. And he meant it. Amen. I like what Brother Billy Paul testified. He said, my dad had friends and my dad had enemies, but she could not differentiate between the two. Amen. God help us tonight. Amen. I want to love everybody. Amen. Oh, what's this love do? It'll make a sister, amen, that has a granny skirt on or whatever they call it, amen, and hug another sister in a silk dress and say, I love you, my sister. And really mean it from their hearts. Amen. We got too many problems. Amen. Amen. We ought to look around us. Amen. Yeah, sure, we all different. We all got different appetites. We all got different ways, but we ought to be able to love one another. Said it'd make a man in a tuxedo suit, amen, hug a man in a pair of overalls, put their arms around one another, say, I love you, my brother. Amen. Oh, you say, well, Brother David, I just got a little spark. Oh, God, then may it become a consuming fire. Amen. That's what I wanted to become for me, a consuming fire. Amen. I want it to burn way down deep. Amen. Oh, let it become a consuming fire. That love, oh, God. That love, well, the prophet of God said there will be the last days only be love amongst the elect. Amen. You can see that. Amen. Amen. You can see it. What does scripture say? That the love of many, because of iniquity abounding, the love of many shall wax cold. Whew. Help us, Lord. I don't want to wax my love to wax cold. Amen. But it seems like anymore we have our meetings and we want to belittle one another, down one another. Amen. If you ain't on my list, come on now. Amen. Let us love one another. Amen. Let us help one another. Let us pray for one another. Let me grow in love, Lord. Oh, saying like this was that, hey, there was some that gave all, but all. Amen. Or it's like this. All gave some, but there were some that gave all. Amen. There were some that gave just a little. Amen. Or whatever. All, there was all that just gave just a little bit. Amen. Just gave a tiny bit. But there was some that gave their all. Lord, I want to be part of that some that gives my all. When I come to the house of God, I want to give my all. Amen. You say, well, the music ain't right. What matters with the music, Lord? Help me to give my all tonight. In worshiping you, in praising you, Lord. Amen. Let my love extend out, Lord, to somebody that needs it. Amen. I want my love to extend out, Lord. There may be people in here that just need somebody to say, God bless you. Amen. Or I'm praying for you. I've had you on my mind, and I've been praying for you. God, let my love extend out. Amen. Somebody prayed for you one time. Amen. Help us, Lord. Lord, then after we grow in love, let us grow in hope, Lord. Amen. Oh, that blessed hope. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:18, he said, the eyes of your understanding, amen, being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Amen, the hope to which he has called us. Amen. Hey, I didn't call myself. You didn't call yourself, but he called me. Amen. He's the one that called me. Amen. If somebody else would have called me, I'd have got out of this thing years ago. Amen. I remember, amen, hearing that some of the old timers, amen, when they first come in, they said, man, when I first come in, I thought I came in amongst angels, amen. Then all of a sudden I said, hey, there's a bunch of devils around us, amen. Oh, but God, I want to say, God, help me, amen. They ain't the one that called me. They didn't vote me in and they can't vote me out, amen. They didn't give it to me and they can't take it away from me, Lord. You're the one that gave it to me, Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to worship you with all my heart. You're the one that called me. And that's what my hope is in your calling, Lord. Not in anybody else's calling, but in your calling, Lord. What is that calling? It's the very center and core of our being. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what else it is? Amen. Hope. What is it? The divine guarantee. I like that. You take something that's guaranteed, I mean, they'll guarantee it to the end. What was it? Sears, Craftsman guaranteed their tools. Amen. That they wouldn't break. And if they break, you come back, bring them back, you get free. Amen. Well, I got a divine guarantee. Amen. The Bible says, he that started that work in me will finish it. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll finish it. He'll keep me to the end. Paul said, I committed that, amen, unto him the things, amen, against that day. Amen. I committed my life to him years ago. And I got a divine guarantee, amen, that I ain't going to slow up, I ain't going to back up, and I ain't going to give up. Amen. I got a divine guarantee that I'm going to make it to the end. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You ever see that? We guarantee it or your money back. Amen. Well, hey, he ain't going, hey, he don't have to worry about that. Amen. He deposited something in us before the foundation of the world. You ever seen in the Coca-Cola bottles years ago? It said, no deposit, no return. But he deposited something in me and I'm going to return. I came from God and I'm going back to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, he deposits something in these earthen vessels. It's the divine guarantee. You know what else it is? The confident expectation. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, he said, get what we expect. What do you expect, Brother David? I expect him to see me through to the end. Hallelujah. There ain't no getting out. The Bible says over there in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, he said, if they were mindful of this country, they might have had for which they came, they might have had an opportunity to return. But they wasn't even mindful of the country from which they came out of. God help me to forget that country from which I came out of and keep pressing forward to that mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. The confident expectation, amen, that he's going to see me through. He's going to see me through to the end. Hallelujah. He ain't going to let up. Amen. He's going to see me through. I like that song we sung at the end of the service last night. Amen. Amen. I was worth saving. Amen. Or if I was the only one, amen, he'd have still went to the old rugged cross. Amen. If I was the only one, he'd have still sent Malachi 4. Amen. You know, Elijah, when he came on the scene, he came to that widow woman. You know what the prophet of God said? I'm going to be certain with God why he came to that widow woman, because she was of the same caliber as Elijah. That's why he came to me and you, because we was of the same caliber as Malachi 4. Amen. Hallelujah. Whew. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, there's just something about it. Amen. Oh, you see, you aren't not getting excited. Well, you come too late to tell me. Can you see Brother Branham? Many times say, my, I can just see him. My, I feel religious right now. No, I bet he backed up, amen, threw them shoulders back, said, my, I feel religious right now. Hey, I got a picture of my study that somebody gave me where Brother Branham jumped on top of the pulpit, had his legs swinging off of it. That was my prophet. Yes, sir. Say, hey. Hey, man. So don't you come here too late to tell me. It's a confident expectation, the divine guarantee. Titus 2:13 says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. I'm looking for that blessed hope. Amen. That hope that he's going to come back. Amen. And it could be before this service is over with. Amen. You know, like I heard somebody preach. He said, you know, when he was, you know, he said he secretly prayed. Because, you know, we thought when we first came to the message, hey, we thought, hey, this was it. I was telling them, I don't know if I told Brother Doug, I might have told this church before when we first came to the message in 1969. My mom and dad were baptized, Hardy, Arkansas. When we first came to the message, my mom was ironing some clothes out in the den where we lived at. She said, David, I'll be surprised you see your 12th birthday. That's how close we thought it was. And they lived that close to God. Sure. We need some growing, don't we? Amen. We need to get back to the basics. Amen. Help us, Lord. Yes. That brother said, I secretly prayed. God, I want you to come, but don't come before I get my license. Because I like to drive. He said he secretly prayed. Then he secretly prayed, said, I'd like to get married before you come. Then he said he secretly prayed, said, I'd like to have a family. Hey, come on. That was some of us. But now we're saying, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. I never would have dreamed, amen, that we'd be here. I thought we'd be out. But now like I said, with my mom and dad, me and my wife, now my kids and now my grandkids, four generations. I'm saying, God, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Because I see them. I say, God, my grandchildren need you. They need to experience the baptism of the Holy Ghost in their lives. Amen. Hallelujah. My children need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. I need you. My wife needs you. We all need you, Lord. Hallelujah. So I want to grow in hope, Lord. Let me grow in not only hope, but let me grow in humility, Lord. God, I'm the least of all the saints, Lord. I know I am, Lord. I'm nothing without you, Lord. Let me humble myself, Lord. God, because if I get lifted up in pride, I'll fall, Lord. But let me keep myself humble, Lord. Paul said there's a thorn in his flesh given to him that would buffet him. Well, it's right there all the time. He said he prayed 3 times to the Lord. He said, Paul, my grace is sufficient. Paul said it was given to me that I would be exalted above measure. Amen. Because, hey, he's seen a lot of things. God had given him a lot of revelation. He said, I don't want to be exalted. God, I don't want to be exalted above. Let me humble myself, Lord. Let me have some humility, Lord, knowing that I'm nothing, Lord, without you. Brother prophet, God said, you stick your finger in a bucket of water, pull it out, find out where you put the hole is. Said, that's how much God don't need you, but you need God. I need him tonight. I need him more than I ever needed him. And if he sees us through to next year, I'll need him next year more than I needed him this year. Amen. I don't know what this next year holds. Amen. But God, I know you hold the year and you hold my hand, Lord. And let me put my hand in the hand of the man that holds my future. Amen. Let me grow in humility, Lord. Prophet of God said it like this, 1963. Message called Humble Thyself. Listen to what he says. He says, which the organization of the Methodist Church, which is a fine bunch of people in that Methodist church. He said, don't you never think they're not. And let me go on now. He said, they are. He said, there's a fine bunch of people in the Catholic church. There's a fine bunch in the Presbyterian church. All those places there. It's men and women that are waiting to see that light flash over their path. I go, God, help me then. God, help me. Amen. I wonder, what about me and you? We work on the job with a lot of people. Amen. I don't know who they are. And if God gives me a chance, I'll testify to them. I'll talk to them. I don't know, Lord, if that light ever flashed in their path. But Lord, don't let me be ashamed of what I believe, Lord. And let me be a testimony to those, Lord, about me, Lord. Amen. Help me, Lord Jesus. Because I never know who I'm going to come in contact with. Amen. Amen. when I'm in the grocery store, wherever I may be, Lord, when I go into the bank, when I go anywhere I go, Lord, help me to be a witness. Because I never know who I'm going to walk into. Amen. Because if it wasn't for God's grace, none of us would be here tonight. But it's because of God's grace, He shines His light in your pathway. And you say, here I am, Lord. Be it unto me according to your word. Hallelujah. It's only by His grace that He let us see the things that we see. Amen. He said, all those places there, men and women that's waiting to see that light flash over their path. Now listen to what He says. You just keep flashing the light. In humility. Help me, Lord. Don't let me get a stuffed shirt about me. That think, hey, because I in the message that I know everything. I don't know nothing without Him. Amen. I'm hopeless without Him. I'll go to hell without Him. All this will be just doing it in the going through the motions. Coming to the church, raising my hand, singing the song would have been, oh, it would be just going through the motions if it wasn't for Him. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, you just keep flashing that light. Lord, let me then be a light. In humility, Lord, sweetness. Let's all grow closer to God. By humbling ourselves, He said, see, and Lord, help me, Lord, to humble myself. Let me grow closer to you, Lord. Is that what your prayer is? Amen. That's what your desire is? Amen. Let me grow a little bit closer to you, Lord Jesus. Amen. That's what I want to do, Lord. Not only do that, Lord, but let me grow in consecration, Lord. God, let me grow. Amen. Let my life be more consecrated to you in this coming year, Father. Oh, Paul said it like this. He said, for me to live is Christ, but for me to die is gain. In other words, for him living for Christ, he couldn't lose. Amen. We can't lose. It's like this. Amen. That woman, you remember that woman the prophet of God talked about? She got on a ship to go see her daughter in New York. She had one that was already going on to glory. Before they got into the harbor, about 10 to 5 minutes before they got in the harbor, the captain of the ship came on and said, everybody needs to pray. Because he said, in 10 minutes time, we'll either be on at shore or we'll be in the bottom of the ocean. Came by that little woman, said they seen her, said, hey, little lady, didn't you hear the captain say pray? He said, young man, I want to tell you something. I settled the old account a long time ago. Hey, man, said, I got on this ship to go see my daughter in New York. I got one in glory. Whether we make it to New York or go down to the bottom of the sea, I'm a winner either way. I can't lose. For me to live is Christ. For me to die is gain. I can't lose. I'm a winner either way. You're tonight, you're a winner either way if you got Christ in your life. Amen. You can't lose. Amen. What was the greatest mission? What was it? Christ in me, the hope of glory. Paul said, for me to live is Christ. He said, I have to die daily in order for Christ to live in me. Amen. For me to live is Christ. And Christ living in me, the hope of glory. Oh, don't you want Christ to live in you? If Christ is in you, you'll love your brothers and sisters. Amen. If Christ is in you, you can't wait till the doors open to come in here and fellowship with your brothers and sisters of like precious faith. If Christ is in you. Because the prophet of God said Christ went to church. And if Christ is in you, you'll go to church. Amen. You believe that?
Yes.
You'll go to church. Hallelujah. So God, let me consecrate myself. Amen. Let me grow in consecration, Lord. Amen. I can't lose, Lord. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. What is it? I want him to be the center of my life. Amen. I think I read it last time I was here. 544 chapters before Psalms 118 verse 8. 544 chapters after Psalms 118 verse 8. And what did it say? Don't put your trust in man, but put your trust in him. Amen. Oh, that's the center of the Bible. Amen. That's the center of God's word. And I want that to be the center of my life. Amen. God, let me grow in consecration this next year. Lord, let me consecrate my life so much that you'll be the center of my life. Young people, that Christ will be. Amen. He'll be what you always want to be. Amen. He'll be the center of your life. Amen. Oh, he'll be there. Oh, he'll be your number one adoration. Amen. All your adoration, all your glory, it belongs to him. Amen. Not another, amen, lover, but him. Hallelujah. Let me consecrate myself, Lord. Amen. Let me remain faithful. Amen. To my calling, Lord. Hallelujah. Not only grow in consecration, but let me grow in contentment, Lord. Let me be content, Lord. Not a complainer, but let me be content. Paul said, in whatsoever state I find myself therewith, let me be content, Lord. A lot of people ain't content no more. Amen. I've seen it over the years. I've seen it, Brother Doug. They'll come to the house of God. Oh my, they'll cry, they'll scream, they'll speak in tongues, say, glory to God. Hey, amen, Brother Doug's my pastor. I feel over here's where I'm going to church. This is it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. First trouble comes along. I thought you said this is where God put you. I thought you said this is where God was leading you. Amen. Either God's leadership is wrong or something's wrong. Your experience is wrong or something's wrong. God, help me to be content. And the only way I can be content is, Lord, get you in my life. Let you be the center of my life. Let me grow in consecration. Let me grow in grace. Let me grow in hope, Lord. Amen. Y'all be contented. Brother Bram said, wherever God planted you, boom, right there. Amen. Amen. You say, well, what about brother? Pray for your pastor then. Amen. Pray for your song leaders. Pray for your musician players. Amen. God help us. Help me. Amen. And let me be so contented, Lord, that not only I'll be so contented, but my enemies will have to take notice that I've been with you, Lord. That's what I want. Amen. You remember? What was it? Peter and John going down to the temple to pray for it was our prayer. And there was a guy begging alms. Now, I don't know if he was there during the time when Christ was on earth. Scripture don't say. But he said he was there. He was like that. Crippled in his ankles. In his feet. Couldn't walk. From the time he was born. So he could have been there. But there they was going. Down there. Fish to go in the temple to pray. Amen. And Peter seen him. Amen. And there was begging alms. And Peter said, look on us. Oh, and I imagine he's ready, man. To get something. Amen. But Peter said, silver and gold have I none. Brother Bram said, you knew there's real true Pentecostal preachers. Amen. Because silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I unto thee in the name of the Lord. Rise up and walk. Amen. And that guy, he grabbed him by the arms and pulled him up. And he went leaping and dancing into the house of God. I'd have liked to see that on DVD. Amen. Had a new step in his walk. Amen. And the Bible says that they seen Peter and John and knew that they were ignorant and unlearned, but they had to take note that they'd been with Christ. Why? Because they were producing Christ in their lives. God, help me to be that way. Let me be so contented with you, Lord. And so, Lord, and you be contented with me that any of my enemies can take a note that I've been with you because I'm producing Christ in my life. May they notice that I've been with Jesus. Amen. I want them to notice that I've been with you, Lord. Philippians 4:8 says it like this. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are of pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and there be any praise, think on these things. That's the things I want to think of. Hey, everything else is bad news these days. The economy, you can't think on it, it's bad. Look at the world situation. Wars and rumors of wars. It's bad there. I want to focus on God's word, the good news. Amen. And as I focus on his word, amen, and the good news, then I'm saying, Lord, increase my usefulness. Amen, Lord, let me be useful. We used to sing a song, oh, Lord, use me. Don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I can do. Even though it be humble. Lord, help my will to crumble. Amen. Lord, I'll be willing to work for you. Amen. Lord, let me be useful in your kingdom, Lord. Let me be useful in the house of God, Lord. Oh, Father. Amen. Help me to be that way. Not only that, but add to my happiness, Lord. and make me more serviceable to man. And not only more serviceable to man, and more glorious to God. Help me, Lord. You know, Paul, over there in Philippians, he said, I'm forgetting those things which are in the past. Before he got there, he said, I count everything that I've learned. And he was studied. A great man, studied at the feet of Gamaliel. Great scholar in his day. And he said, I count all that as dung. The only thing I know is Christ and Him crucified. And he said, I don't have to, he said, this one thing, I know that I don't count myself to have apprehended it yet. But Christ, He has apprehended me. But I haven't apprehended those things that I need to apprehend. Now, you know what apprehend means, don't you? Have you ever heard, you listen to the news or whatever on the radio, said, this guy robbed this bank and we have the police apprehended him. It means they arrested him. Paul said, I've been arrested, but I haven't arrested those things that God, and I forget those things which are in the past. Amen. And pressing forth to those things which are ahead of me. God, help me to do that. Forget the past, Lord, and press toward that mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Paul said, I ain't not attained unto it yet. Amen. He says, I want to finish well. If this is the year, Lord, then let me finish well, Lord. Amen. Let me finish well, Lord. Let me run your race, Lord, and finish well. I might not have attained to perfection yet, but I refuse to be paralyzed, amen, or to become complacent by the past. Be satisfied with the past. Well, that's my past, and that's the way it's always going to be. No, it don't have to be that way. You can live in victory. Amen. Oh, victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't have to say, well, that's just me. That's just the way I am. No, you don't have to be like that. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm more than an overcomer tonight. I'm more than a victor. I have overcome. I am a Christian. I am delivered. I am going to make it well. I am going to finish well. I am going to overcome. You're looking at an overcomer tonight. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So what did he do? He said, I'm forgetting. I'm refusing to be. I know I haven't made it yet. I haven't attained to perfection, but I want to finish well. I'm pressing on. Amen. I don't want to be paralyzed or to become complacent by my past, but I'm pressing. Amen. I'm pursuing the calling of Christ until we get out of here. Hey man, I'm keep pressing on till I get out of here. Hallelujah. I ain't going to stop short of what he wants me to be. Hey man, not only grow in grace, grow in hope, grow in love, grow in consecration, grow in contentment, but I want to grow like a tree. It's like this. I want to grow like a tree downward that I can know more of my vileness. I'm just a vile person without him. Amen. I'm nothingness. And I want to be rooted in humility. Yes. Hallelujah. And may my roots, may they not only penetrate the mere topsoil of truth, but may they grow into the great rocks and get a hold of eternal love. Yes. Amen. Them roots get a hold of eternal love. Amen. Not only roots, and that'll get a hold of eternal love, but it'll get a hope of faithfulness. And then to get a hope of that complete satisfaction, amen, of our union to Christ, of the eternal purpose of God, which he purposed in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. I want my roots to be that deep. Amen. And you know what them roots do? Our roots that they may drink from the fountain that never runs dry. Like I said last night, that little tree that's planted, every apple, every orange that was ever be in that tree is already in it when it's first planted. It's got to drink. I want my roots to drink. Every time I come to church, I want them to drink, Brother Jude. Amen. I want them to reach down and get a drink of his spirit. Amen. And say, God, I need a drink from the fountain tonight. Amen. And not only that, I'll need a drink tomorrow. I'll need a drink the next day. Amen. Oh, may my roots be drink from that fountain, not to add to our fame or our vanity, but to help in the time of the storm. Amen. It'll help in the time. It won't add to my fame. It won't add to my vanity. But it let me anchor in Christ Jesus so much that when that storm comes, because all of us is going to have storms in our life. Amen. What I go through, you might not be able to handle. What you go through, I might not be able to handle. But if our roots are anchored in Christ Jesus, the foundation sure. Amen. Then let the storms come. Let the winds blow. We're stable. We'll stand the test. Not only want my roots to grow downward, but I want them to go upward. You know, they always say there's a spring that shoots out in the springtime, a shoot. Then in the midsummer, there's a shoot. And I wanted to grow upward, that the spring, it'll shoot out more. The midsummer, it'll shoot out more, and I'll have more love in my life. More love for Him and more love for everybody else. More love for my brothers and sisters. A greater desire, amen, for more of Him in my life. A greater desire to see Christ manifested in our church services. Yeah. Amen. A greater desire. Amen. I ain't saying about, you know, you say, well, what about running the aisles and everything? You know, sometimes, you remember the prophet of God? Hey, now, that's all right. And nothing against that. Sure. Amen. Nothing against dancing. Nothing against shouting. Mm-hmm. Amen. But you know that wagon? It hit every bump, you could hear every creak and crack, and oh, it just made all kinds of noise. But when it was loaded down, it came back across them same bumps. There wasn't a sound made because it was loaded down with good stuff. God, let me be loaded down with good stuff. Amen. So when I go over a bump, amen. Oh, there might not be a sound, but I'm loaded down with some good stuff. Hallelujah. Amen. That I'll be able to raise my hands in the time of the storm. I'll be able to say I'm happy in the time of the storm. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. More prayer. Amen. A sweeter spirit. More fellowship. And not only that, but let on either side, my branches stretch out. Hallelujah. May they extend out. As God gives me opportunities, may they extend out to every opportunity that He gives me. Let me grow in fruitfulness. Amen. Let me grow. Amen. Let me have a much more hatred for sin. Not hatred for people, but hatred for sin. Hallelujah. Hatred for sin. Amen. Faith in the great sacrifice of the love of God. More of a burden for souls. Oh God, help me to have more. Hey, somebody put you on, the Lord laid you on somebody's heart one time and they prayed for you, didn't they? Amen. Now listen to what the prophet of God said. Amen. I think it's 1954 or 59. I think it is. I can't remember. Time of decision. Listen to what he says. Lord, we're glad that we have the living word and the written word, and they bear record one with the other. That makes us rest assured that when we read this blessed Bible, that it's a challenge to us. And we know the one who wrote it is present, ever present, to make every word true and right. So sink the word tonight deeply into the hearts of the people with the Holy Spirit. Water it with confession and repentance, that it may grow into great trees of salvation, that wayward men and women may come and sit under its branches and take rest for their souls. God, help me. Amen. To grow like a tree, Lord. My roots anchor deep. My branches shoot out every opportunity that He gives me. And Lord, let me water it with confession and repentance, that a wayward man and a wayward woman, wayward young boy or wayward young girl can come and find rest for their souls under my branches. Oh God. He said, get glory unto thyself, for we asked it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me just comment a little bit on growth here. Like I said, back in the day we measured ourselves. Now I wonder tonight if we're growing like we should be. I just read it the other day. Prophet of God said, God wasn't coming back after a freak body. But he's coming back for a whole body. Ain't coming for arm here and leg. Oh, God. But he's coming back for a well body. A healthy body. Amen. And I thank God, like we said, your parents, you get kind of concerned. Because every child don't grow at the same rate. You get kind of concerned. I wonder if God, I believe he's concerned about us. Used to be old saying, said, Gadman, we buy your books, we send you to school, and you still don't learn anything. He sent us a prophet. He gave us a message. And still, what did Jeremiah said? The summer has ended, the harvest is past, and you're still not saved. He said, is it because there's no balm in Gilead? Is it because there's no physician? There's still a physician. There's still a balm in Gilead. God is still here. Just because the prophet's left the scene, that don't mean that God's left the scene. He's still here, and he can still heal. He can still save. Amen. God, help me to grow then, Lord. What's the matter? You remember? And I just read it. Brother Brown talked about this little lady. Went in the store, and she began to wave everything in front of her little boy. Anything that would attract him, she waved it in front of him. Waved everything. He just sat and stared. So he just stared. She waved this. That he thought that would attract him, but he just stared. All of a sudden, she fell over on the counter crying. Said, he's no better. He's no better. They came over, rushed to her side, said, what's wrong? Said, the doctor said he was getting better. Said, all he does is sit and stares. And I waved everything in front of him that would, you would think that would attract his attention. He said, that's the same way the church is. He said, God has waved everything in front of us. Every gift he's waved in front of us. Amen. He sent us a prophet. Amen. And sometimes we just sit and stare. God help us. Amen. God help us this year. Let me grow in grace. Let me grow in your love. Let me grow in consecration, Lord. Help me, Lord. He's waved everything in front of us. God help me to pay attention. Amen. That's a trumpet from heaven to earth giving us direction. Telling us to grow in grace and in his knowledge. Now he said, there's another trumpet from earth to glory. To him, the God that created the heavens and earth. Without him was not anything made. To him who in his infinite compassion became the surety of the covenant. Who became a babe. Who was despised and rejected of man. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. To him who poured out his life to redeem his people. To him who said, I thirst and it is finished. To him be glory. To him that burst the bonds of death. To him who ascended on high and led captivity captive. To him who sitteth on the right hand of the Father to make intercession, be glory. Yes, to him, you atheists who deny him. To him, you who doubt his deity. To him, you kings who vaunt your splendor and will not let him reign over you. To him, you people that stand against him, the rulers that counsel, to him, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, to him be glory. Wonderful counselor, the mighty God, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, to him be glory. Amen. Hallelujah. To him be glory as Savior. He alone has redeemed us. He alone has trodden the winepress and cometh from Edom with dyed garments. From Boaz, glorious is his in his apparel, travailing in the greatness of his strength. To him be glory. Hear it, your angels, to him be glory. Clap your wings. Cry hallelujah. To him be glory. Amen. Church of God, respond. To him be glory. Amen. Hallelujah. To him be glory. To the King of kings and the Lord of lords. To him be glory. To the atheists who are against him, who deny him. To those who deny his deity, let him be glory. Amen. Church of God, respond. Every pious heart respond. Devils, you respond as you tremble at his presence. heaven and earth and hell, things that are, were, and shall be, cry to him, be glory. Hallelujah. Then he finishes up, amen. Which means so be it. It's not a, amen means so be it. It's not a, you know how they said it? Why can't we say woman or whatever? But to amen, so be it. To him be the glory and honor. Hallelujah. There's only two genders, male and female. 31 ways to be a pervert. But him to be him be glory. To him be honor. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand together with me. You love him. You appreciate him. I want to grow in his grace. Amen. In his love and in his power. I want to grow. Don't you? Then I want to give him glory and honor. Because I know that all glory and all honor belongs to him. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to the close of this portion, Lord, of this service, Father, Lord, in fixing the whatever else takes place, the Lord's Supper, the foot washing, Lord. Lord Jesus, I pray, Father, that, Lord, is this here just in an hour, Lord, or so, we'll be turning a new year, Father. Lord, and I can look back and see, Lord, if I've growed or not, Lord. And there's been many things that I've been ashamed of, Lord, that maybe I've done, Lord, or didn't do or should have done, Lord. Father, I'm asking you to forgive me, Lord. I ain't trying to turn over a new leaf, make a resolution. I'm just saying, Lord, help me to grow in your grace, Lord. Lay a hold of your promises, Lord. Get a tighter grip on the truth of God, the truth of your word, Lord. What you did for us in this hour that we're living in, Lord. Not more feeble and waverable, Lord, wavering, but Lord, steadfast, earnest, Lord. Grow in your love, in your humility, Lord, in hope, in consecration and contentment, Lord. Let me grow like a tree, Father. Let my roots be downward, Lord, gripping a hold of that solid rock, and that rock is Christ. Lord, that song we used to sing in times like these, we need a Savior. Times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure that your anchor holds and grips that solid rock. Amen. Yes. Not only downward, but upward, Lord. As my branches spread out, Lord, to every opportunity that you give me, Lord. Every door that you open up for me, Father. And not only that, Lord Jesus, but let every on every side, Lord, that I'm branches, Lord, that the prophet of God said that I can water it with consecration and repentance, Lord, and Lord, that I'll be a shade, Lord, for a wayward man or woman, Father, to come and find rest for their weary souls, Lord. Father, that I can let them know that if he did it for me, he can do it for you. If he made a way for me, he can make a way for you. God, help me to do that, Lord Jesus. Help me to grow, Father. Father, as I try to measure myself up, not with anybody else, because the Bible says if we try to compare ourselves by ourselves or try to measure ourselves by somebody else, the Bible says we're not wise, but help us to measure ourselves by your word and the message that you sent to us in this our day. Grant it, Father. I pray, Lord, that you just be with us now, Father, in the furtherance of the service, Father. Pray, Lord, you be with Brother Doug, Lord, this coming year, his wife, Lord, his family, Lord, help him to grow, Father. Yes. Lord, not only that, but Lord, give him wisdom and the knowledge that he needs to feed this flock. Amen. Lord God, grant it, Lord. Not only that, Father, but I pray for every one that holds the office, the trustees, the deacons, the treasurer, the secretary, whoever it may be, those that play the instruments, the song leader, everyone, Lord, that has a part in this church, Lord. May it all be one big family, Lord God, that they can grow together in grace and love and all that. Lord, that they can be a witness to those about them, Lord, a light to this city, Lord. Grant it, Father. We love you. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You love him. God bless you. Amen.
This one. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to change the order of the service here in just a moment, but let's worship him for a few minutes. Would that be okay? And the song that you suggested is a great place to start in times like these. Musicians, if you'd come on up. Thank you. We're going to change the order, as I said. I have a few things I want to share with you, and then we're going to go into communion. But right now, you know, there's a lot to, you've been given a lot to chew on there. And just about everything that he said tonight, I was going to comment on a few of those things before closing out the year, but he covered it all. It starts out with forgiveness, and you notice his sermon started out in prayer, forgive us, Lord, right? We want to put everything from last year, actually, it's still this year. Pretty soon it'll be last year. But we don't want to look back at anything. We want to close this chapter. We don't want to leave anything undone. We want to confess everything, and we don't want anything to follow after us. We want to finish this chapter, and then we're going to move into another chapter. And as our brother said, we're not going to make any New Year's resolutions, because first of all, those things don't work. And second of all, it's presuming that you have the ability to do this, that, or the other. As was masterfully brought out here tonight, we just want to grow in the things that we're supposed to grow in. And we need to be reminded of what it is to grow and what growth looks like. We need to have that before us. Amen. So I thank the Lord for that. Amen. In times like these, in times like these, we need a Savior in times like these. We need an anchor, be very sure, be very the song. We shouldn't leave the building tonight if we aren't sure. We shouldn't go into the new year if we aren't sure. We're not going to turn over a new leaf. If you've received his life, that's what you need, right? If you haven't received his life, then you're going to turn over a new leaf, and then the leaf's going to turn back over, and then it'll just be a process that repeats and repeats. We shouldn't leave the building tonight without that life. Amen. Hallelujah. You love him tonight? Amen. Let's just sing a couple more songs, and then we'll change the order here in just a moment. Lord, you are so precious to me. I think it's C. Lord, you are so precious to me. My Lord, you are so precious to me. And I love you. I love because you first loved me. Yes, I love you. I love you because you first loved me. Again. Oh, Lord, you are so precious to me. Yes, my Lord, you are so precious to me. And I love you. Yes, I love you because you first loved me. Yes, I love you. I love you because you first loved me. Señor, tú eres precioso para mí. Señor, tú eres precioso para mí. Si te amo, te amo, porque tú me amaste a mí. Si te amo, te amo, porque amaste a mí. One more time, Lord. Oh, Lord, you are so precious to me. Yes, my Lord, you are so precious to me. And I love you. Yes, I love you. Because you first loved me. I love you. Yes, I love you. Because you first loved me. Amen, amen. You love him? Blessed be his wonderful name. Amen, amen. So Brother David told us, first of all, repent, right? We're going to put this behind us. All is well. We're not going backwards, but we're pressing forward towards the mark. Apprehending. Grow in grace. He's given us what we need to grow in grace. Grow in healing. Grow in every promise. Take every truth that he has for us. Increase in being more faithful and dependable. Don't be tossed about. Don't waver. Let your faith rest on the finished work of Calvary. Grow in divine love. Let it become a consuming fire. Let it extend out. Grow in hope, a divine guarantee, a confident expectation. Grow in humility, sweetness, grow closer to Him. Grow in consecration, Him being the center of your life. Remain faithful in your calling. Be content. I love these. Bloom where God planted you. That's a good one. Can I use that one? Bloom where God planted you. That's a good one. Don't be a blooming idiot. Bloom where God planted you. Let your enemies take notice that you've been with Jesus. Be more serviceable to man, more glorious to God. Grow like a tree rooted in humility. Grow into the deep eternal love, faithfulness. Drink and push out. Grow upward, more fruit. Greater desire for more of Him in our services. Loaded down with good stuff. More prayer, sweeter spirit. More fellowship. That's what a tree does. It puts out leaves of fellowship, right? Fruitfulness. A hatred for sin. More of a burden for souls. In summary, growth. That's what we want for this year coming, right? Not, bless God, I'm going to try to do this or I'm going to try to do that. I want to grow in Him. He has already planned out what's in store for us this year. I want that, don't you? And it's to grow in all of these things. Amen. Where's Sister Susan at? I'm sorry, did we mention that your mother passed? Okay, we meant to do that. I'm sorry. So to the Blumke family, where our hearts go out to them at this time. Sister Susan's mother passed on. Jill and Daniel's grandmother. She went peacefully, but nevertheless, it leaves a hole. No matter how well prepared you are, so just keep our brothers and sisters in prayer right now as they mourn the passing of her mother. And may good things come out of this for the rest of the family. I'm sure that's your desire. So, I just had a couple of things I was going to share. Like I said, you'll see that Brother David already covered all these things. Going into this new year, first of all, we want forgiveness for anything that hasn't been taken care of. We want everything settled. We want to shut the door on 2023, move forward, consecrate ourselves to Him. He covered that. If you aren't filled with the Spirit, well then seek new life tonight and go into the new year with this new life. May we be ready to receive what the Lord has for us in 2024. And as our brother enumerated, all of these things are in store for us. More revelation, more faith, more power, more surrendered. Keep the vision before us of what our purpose is here on the earth. Finish the Great Commission. Remember Jesus said, they asked, what'll be the signs of the end time? And He said, this gospel must be preached to all nations, and then shall the end come. The gospel that He was speaking of is not what was preached throughout the church ages or what was handed out in flyers, but it's the full word that the first church had at Pentecost. It's that full word. So now we have the full word, but this gospel must be preached. Finish the Great Commission. Keep our eyes on the coming of the Lord. Be ready for His soon coming. As our brother said, when he was 12, his mother and dad said, I don't see you growing up. The Lord's going to come. Well, here we are. But we want to keep that expectation because he's going to come. And we are living in the season of the coming of the Lord. You won't regret living every day like he could come at any time. Amen? We know that some are going to be out tonight looking at fireworks and drinking and looking for some bell to ring or something. I like finishing up the year in church. The way you finish the year is the way you're going to start it. The way you start it, you're going to finish it. Let the world do what the world's going to do. We don't want to lose our enthusiasm for the coming of the Lord. Amen. I just want to read a couple of statements here real quick, and then we'll change the order of the service. So now there's a coming new year, and we don't believe in turning new pages. We just believe in burning the old. So just keep yourself consecrated to God through the coming year. We don't know what the Lord will do for us. Another one. The new year is approaching us. May we start from this very hour and see the super sign of God among us. God living with us, dwelling in us, performing, doing exactly the way he did. And the evening lights are here. You're the evening lights, by the way. The new year is approaching. Oh, excuse me, I already read that one. Okay, and then my desire in this life and for this new year coming is more faith in God. God, take away any doubt that's in my mind. If there should ever arise one, Satan fights at me. He fights at you. He tries to shoot his arrows. But may I have that shield of faith always before me to withstand the wiles of the devil, to knock off his fiery darts is my sincere prayer. May this 1960 be the greatest year that we've ever served you. Give us exceedingly abundantly. That's a good one, right? It's the year I was born, so I think it's a good one. In a little while, the church will be gathering here around the altar. You'll be consecrating your lives anew. You'll be giving up things and laying things on the altar. Brother, let me give you some advice. If you've never met God face to face, let me tell you something. You stay at that altar. Just stay there until you meet God. Then you can point your finger back to that New Year night. Not and say, I turned a new page. I made a new vow. But from that time on, I met God. And life was changed and things were different and everything became new to me again from that time on, the time that you meet God. Give us experiences, Lord. Give us of thy goodness and mercy. Forgive us of our sins and let us live through this coming year, O Lord God, with an experience that we have met you and our lives have been changed. And I believe that Brother David read this one. Now I want to say this before I start. I wish to each one of you all the most successful and blessful and healthy new year that I can wish to you. God be with you. May you grow both physically and spiritually, financially, materially, everything that God can bring you upon you. I pray that he'll do it. Bless us, and may this new year dawn with new hopes, bringing new thoughts, new revelations, new power, oh everything. May it be renewed to us again, Lord, of thy blessings and promises. We commit ourselves with our prayer into thy hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And then lastly, this is a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we stand here, as many thoughts is dying out in our hearts, and of the mistakes of last year. And as we're approaching the death of 1962 and the birth of 1963, oh God, may we be one step higher up the ladder until we can see Jesus and his program. May everyone hear, Lord, in prayer while the old year is dying and the new birth of the new year is coming in. May the old man's sin and unbelief die out in our heart and the new birth come in with 1963 like a rushing mighty wind that might fill our beings and make us new creatures in Christ. Make us fit servants. Forgive our past. Bless our future. Guide us, O Lord God, with thy mighty hand, Jehovah. Bless these ministers here. Bless all the laity, all the visitors. Be thou with us, Lord. We are your servants and we give ourselves wholly to you for 1963 that the power of your Holy Spirit might have more preeminence in our life and in our being. Help us, God. Forgive us and help us, we pray. Raise up mighty men. Raise up mighty warriors of the faith. Open this year, Lord, the hidden manna, that the rock beneath the rock, that we might see the program of God. Cap off the pyramids of our life. Put the capstone, Christ Jesus, upon each and every one of us. May his great, magnificent, holy blessings be upon us all. May the fire of the Holy Ghost come upon us. May the power of the resurrection be manifested. How we thank you tonight. We are yours. We give ourselves fully to you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to partake of communion here in just a moment. But before we do, let's just bow our heads. Father, we're just so grateful for that wonderful message that was brought by your servant tonight. We ask that you bless him mightily, Lord. We thank you that he has been faithful, Lord, and is faithful with your word and to deliver, Lord, what you've put on his heart. And Father, it's exactly what we needed here tonight. And we're so thankful for that, Lord. May we meditate on these things, Lord. May it not just be something that we heard and maybe felt a little uplifted, but may it be things that we put before us, Lord, that we meditate on to keep before us, Lord. We know that your word says a people without a vision will perish. Lord, you just renewed a vision before us here tonight. All the things that take place in the growth of a Christian. And Lord, what a mature Christian looks like. We want to keep our eyes on all of these things, Lord. And if we're falling short in any particular area, we want to keep it before you, Lord, trusting you. And Lord, in the expectation that you're going to cause these different things to grow and to develop in our lives. Father, we love you so much. We just ask that you bless our brother from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. And Lord, restore him. Renew his strength for the services, the remaining services that he has ahead of him here in the state and wherever you would lead him next, Lord. Father, as we approach the table here tonight, we know, Lord, that the bread, the unleavened bread that we're going to partake of tonight, it's a symbol of your body. You are the bread of life, and it's a symbol of your body that was given to us. And Lord, we just ask that you would bless it to the goodness of our bodies. Bless the hands that prepared it, Lord. And Father, as we take it within our bodies, we know it's not literally your body, but it symbolizes the word that was, and you are the living word, the word that was given for us to, you are the bread of life. You are the word, the manna that comes from heaven. And you said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of your mouth. Father, as we partake of this, may we recognize that it's symbolic of us partaking of your word, not just a portion of your word, but every word, Lord. Whether we understand it or whether we don't, whether we have a favorite part, whether we have a part that is a little harder for us, we want to partake of all of your word, Lord, knowing that it's all profitable for us. And Lord, the wine that we're going to partake of tonight, we know that it symbolizes, since it's not just grape juice that came from the grape, but it's got spirit to it. We know that it's a type of the life that was in the blood cell, and that blood cell was burst so that life could come into us. So Lord, we know that when we drink the wine, the small portion of wine here tonight, we know that we're not literally drinking your blood, But Lord, we're symbolically, we know that it's representing your life that was given to us, that we're partaking of, and it's your spirit coming to dwell in us. We pray that you bless that, Lord, to the goodness of our bodies here tonight. And Father, if there's anything that we need to make right, we pray that, Lord, if it hasn't been brought to our thinking up to this point, Father, may you bring that conviction into our lives, Lord, so that we can make it right. We know that it just takes a moment to make things right. And we know that you're quick to forgive, but we need to be quick to confess. You told us, Lord, that if we confess that you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord, there's no reason for us to not make things right. In fact, it's our zeal. We want to be right, Lord. And we thank you. We want to thank you for that again tonight, Lord. We want to thank you that you bring correction, because if you didn't bring correction, we wouldn't know what was right and what wasn't. And we couldn't make ourselves, we couldn't make things right, because we wouldn't know what to make right. So we thank you for the conviction. We know it's not condemnation, but it's conviction. And it's an opportunity for us to make things right. And we do it with zeal, Lord. We do it with thanksgiving. I pray that you minister to each and everyone, Lord, as we come to the table. And we know, Lord, that if we do these things according to your word, we know there's healing in the cup tonight. And as our brother said, it's maybe we don't need physical healing tonight. Maybe we do, but we know that most of the time what we need more is spiritual healing, mental healing. So, Lord, we look to this as we partake tonight. We look for whatever healing that we have need of. And, Lord, we want to prosper. And we want to go into this new year girded up, prepared, Lord, with expectation, with hope. We have a blessed hope. We want to go forward, Lord, with optimism. We want to go forward, Lord, with a positive confession and with a positive vision, because despite what the enemy's doing, despite what the world is doing, you do all things well, Lord, and you hold our future in your hand. And Father, each one of us has an expected end. Your thoughts towards us are not evil, but they're thoughts of peace to give us an expected end. So Lord, we want to usher in this new year with confidence, with hope, with excitement for what's in our future. And Lord, we just want to put everything that behind us. We want to close the chapter, close that portion of the book off as we begin to turn the page that's got the headline over it, 2024. I pray that your blessings would be upon each and every one now, Lord, as we commit ourselves in your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Do you love him? Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, there's something about that name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.